Dude,
it has been so long since you and I have just sat down and podcast. It's been over a fucking month.
Dude, it's been, probably over a month.
It's been over a month.
Yeah.
Because it was the Johnny Cast. Before that, it was the blow up.
Fiance girl, the blow up, the little pop pop.
Of that, which fucking thank you, followers, for that. So far, we have 32 followers on the YouTube, which we're... This probably is gonna make we're not recording this video recording this at least
no
because it's
we
late.
Spent I don't know what 2 hours at the bar.
Yeah, this has been a very eventful weekend.
It's a year.
It's
more so for you than me, but yeah,
it's been lucky to that we've even been able to get a podcast out tonight, because it's just this past. I just drove up today. I went out to Asbury last night.
Oh, dude, yeah, how was the club? So I got a Snapchat last night at, like, I don't know, 11 o'clock from Matt. You know Matt. We all know Matt. He doesn't do anything.
I don't go to the club.
He's in a fucking club. And I was like, what broke in your brain that made you go to a club? I love it.
My friend, my neighbor moved out of his house, who I was good friends with growing up with.
Okay.
He bought a house, or he didn't buy a house. He's renting a house in, I want to say, Seagirt, which is right next to Asbury. And he hit me up last night. He was like, hey! He hit me and my brother up, and he was like, what are you guys doing? And I was like, I'm home. What are you doing? Let's go out. And he was like, all right, meet me at my house. We'll drive there. And I was like, fuck, okay. So I got my shit together, and I was like, I guess I'm going out. And I haven't gone out to Asbury in over a year because of COVID. But everything's open now in Jersey. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to. So I hit up my friend Nora, who I haven't seen in over a year.
Hit up Nora?
Yeah, I hit her up. I was like, oh, yes. Hey, I was like, what are you doing? She was like, no, nothing. Me and my boyfriend Mike are just hanging out.
Oh.
Yeah, fine. Oh. Yeah, I mean, I like Mike.
Yeah.
We,
me too.
You don't even know him.
Yep, he's cool.
Shut the fuck up. We get there and, I go to my friend Jack's house. We hang out a little bit. I gotta start playing with this impound shit.
Jackie?
What?
What? You didn't hit up Jackie?
No, my friend Jack, you're fucking drunk. I'm flagging you already. You're hearing key words. Your listening comprehension is.
I knew you didn't say Jackie. I knew you said Jack.
No, I haven't spoke to Jackie.
That you would have hit up Jackie.
No, and said, I'm not hey, taking you her to hang Asbury. Out at
the club? Okay.
No. Yeah. So I go to my friend Jack's house. I hang out there for a little while, and then I leave his house after maybe I don't know an hour, which that house was interesting because I thought it was going to be like Party Central when I showed up.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be like the, you know how you show up like fashionably late to a party and you show up and everybody's like, yo, what up?
Hey, what's up?
I showed up kind of on time, but from what he told me, that was going to be late.
He gave you a time to show up at?
Yeah.
He was like, yo, come through it. Like
8:30 was the time.
8:30. That's very early.
Yeah, it
for
was
a
pretty
club night.
It was pretty early, and they wanted the pregame, but I thought there were going to be a bunch of people there, and I got there and it was like,
is Alex with you or just you?
No,
just
Alex. Alex was up here all weekend.
Oh.
It was just me at home.
Okay, so when you got there, what are you walking into?
Nothing much. It was him and his roommate just hanging out, and I was like, fuck, this is all right. Well, let's hang out for a little while. We took some shots. I had a shot of tequila and had some beers. Dude, Kona makes seltzers now. Hard seltzers that are fucking delicious.
Yeah, so does Travis Scott.
Oh yeah? Travis Scott? Tell me a little bit about that, Patrick.
Well,
because,
instead of being 5%, they're 7%.
Yeah, and you drank what? The whole fucking case?
12. Over the course of, I don't know, 6 hours. But still.
12. Oh, I know, because I had to paint the building alone on Tuesday.
Yeah, dude. I wake up with hangovers and work all the time. You see me at your house. When I sleep at your house,
I wake up, fucked up.
I work. This was a different deal. My head was just throbbing like boom, boom, boom.
A lot of sugar.
It must have been the seltzer, though. It has no sugar.
I guess. I don't fucking know.
I don't know. It was something different in those. They fucked me up.
Pineapple juice.
And I woke up and I was like, I'm dead. I turned the shower on. I'm going to go to work.
Did you yak?
No. I just turned the shower on. I'm going to go to work. And I sat in the toilet and I was like, nope, I'm not.
Damn. Had to sleep it off.
I had to sleep it off, yeah. But anyways, your story. You got to that guy's house.
Yeah. We'll dive back to that later because that was a funny night.
You
want to
dive back later?
Yeah, that was a funny night. I go to his house and then I had already hit up Nora. They were already there. She sent me like a video of her boyfriend. Just was like, they were drinking beers and shit. They were like, really want to see you, because they thought I was gonna. I guess they thought I was gonna flake. And then I showed up and I was like, I'm here.
The king is here.
I drove there. We went to the beer garden in Asbury, which is a great place. I got this beer called Unicorn Girl. Gave me the worst farts I've had in like months from beer.
You had unicorn farts.
Yeah, I had unicorn farts.
Yeah, those will get you.
It was bad today. I woke up and I was like, why does my stomach hurt so bad? And I was like, I didn't eat anything last night. Actually, that's false. I did eat. I went to Wawa at like 1 a.m.
You had a fucking night, dude.
Dude, I had a night. I needed it. Dude, my past
you
week.
You did need it.
My past week sucked. And the best way to cure a shitty week is just to fucking go out and see your friends and shit.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even tonight. Like, fuck. I haven't.
Yeah.
It's just. The past week has just been nuts. Rich has been on this whole. Dude, they sold the house.
We got to get into this.
They sold the house, and Rich is freaking the fuck out. He's
ramping
it up. And I'm trying to move out.
I know.
I actually,
did you make that known to him at all?
Yeah. He was like, why are you so... He straight up was like, why are you so depressed?
Wait, what? Let's back it up a little bit. What happened Friday when you got home? When you were like, my dad's going to yell at me as a list. He's going to yell at me.
It's funny because at work, I'll tell Patrick, like, my father will come up to the house. And that's where I've been living for pretty much the past 2 or 3 years now.
It's more your house.
It is. I would say it's more my house.
Yeah.
Because I'm there more than anybody else.
And he's the one to make sure you take care of your house that he owns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which
blows.
Yeah, definitely.
I have two houses. I have to throw that in there.
You
what,
do.
What the fuck
I
are you
have
drinking?
Two houses.
What are you drinking? Victory?
A Sour Monkey.
Oh, you're going to be fucked up.
The last time I drank a Sour Monkey.
Oh, no. No, no, no. We're not going into that.
On your porch.
We're not getting into that right
you
now.
You and Alex and Jackie. Go ahead.
So, we ended work on Friday, and I wanted to go fishing bad. And I get up there, and my dad was like, you didn't cut the grass.
But,
it was raining.
Alex is already fishing.
Yeah, we got home, and Alex was already fishing. I was like, let's go fishing. I was like, please, Alex, can we just go somewhere? And he was like, I'm tired. I'm too tired. I only slept 3 hours last night. And I was like, fine. I didn't want to go by myself. I was shot out. We'd been working all day. I mean, we really didn't work all day, but it was shitty weather, whatever.
That was the day that Paul, we got to talk about that too. That Paul was just like.
Dude, these past 2 weeks have just been like.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been like insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I get home and I'm like, I don't want to do anything. I just want to go fishing. And my brother was like, I'm too tired. And then they were like, we're going to go to my cousin's house, which they live down the road or whatever. We get there. And Alex, I'm noticing like more and more as first of all, Alex got a mullet. He got a mullet haircut that day, the day of. And he looks like he doesn't look like a redneck, but he just looks like a fucking idiot. But not in a bad way. You look at him and you're just like, does that kid have a mullet? Oh yeah, he does.
Yeah, it's almost a safe mullet. Like, if you look at it quick, you don't think, like, oh, shit, a mullet.
Yeah.
It's not, like, going down his shoulders. It's almost like a faux hawk mullet. Like, it's the beginnings of a real mullet. Like
his hair is so curly.
Yeah, that's why it's a faux hawk.
He looks like a horse. You know how they have the mane?
Yes.
And it just, like, goes down their back? That's what it looks like. Like, you just want to, like, I don't know.
Yeah. He almost has the hair of, like, someone who was, like, a Hasidic Jew and was, like, fuck you, Dad. I'm breaking away.
Angsty Jew.
Yeah, an angsty Jew. Yeah.
I don't understand the mullet thing. Alex in the past has done these things with his hair. Like when he was in college, he was just like, yeah, I'm not shaving anything anymore. And he came home and I was like, you look like a fucking gorilla person. And
it's
he was like,
school,
oh,
dude, I'm telling you, it's fucking hippie central.
Yeah, that is true. You were just saying that too.
Yeah.
When I was in college, I was clean cut all the time. Never had facial hair.
Dude, college pictures of you look so much cleaner than anything I've ever seen of you.
Yeah, I was I peaked. And
you
now I'm
peak.
Just a,
don't say that.
Now I'm just a my mom said that before. Not about me. Of
she
someone
that,
else.
Oh no.
I'm not gonna go down that rabbit hole right
oh,
now though.
No.
So
anyways, you wanted to go fishing. Alex said I'm too tired, and then what happened?
We went to my cousin's house, and they all start just annihilated. Alex drank a whole bottle of rum and like,
Jesus Christ, Alex.
And he did it over a couple hours, but
okay,
still,
never mind.
I get back to the house and I'm like, Alex, you said you've been having rum and cokes, and he's like, yeah, no, I've been drinking since 9 a.m. It's like, what?
That's such an early time to start drinking.
And he told me specifics, and I was like, Alex, this whole thing of rum is gone. He's like, yeah, I'm fucking hammered. I said, we could be fishing right now. What the I would have drove. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I thought you said you were tired. And he's like, yeah, I'm tired because I didn't sleep last night. I've been drinking since 9 a.m. He proceeded to stay up to like 11:30. Because once you start drinking, tired just doesn't exist.
Your body just
blasts
until the next morning. And you're like, oh, fuck. My body has no energy in it.
Yeah. You know about that.
I do.
So earlier, we bought it up, but somebody at poker night decided to drink an entire fucking case of shitty Travis Scott White Claw.
They were not shitty.
They were not shitty. They
were
actually
delicious,
pretty good, but still.
They were good fucking hard seltzers.
So I had to paint a building by myself on Tuesday because someone got food poisoning.
I woke up and I got
fucking Irish flu ass bitch.
From Johnny. It's the flu.
Dude, the best part about that was Paul believed it 100%. I didn't even have to sell it.
Dude, when he said it to me 2 days later, did you hear that? When he was like, we said something about Johnny and he was like, yeah, didn't he almost kill you a few days ago? And I was like, huh? Oh, yeah.
I was like, you fucking dick. Oh, I was so pissed, but at the same time, I wasn't because I was like, it worked perfectly.
You gotta sell it.
I painted so fucking slow that day. Paul was like, well, you only got one side of the building done. I was like, yeah, well, I'm also on the lift by myself.
Yeah, I'm by myself.
I thought we were spraying this whole thing, but Alex had been drinking for like, I want to say a good 12 hours. Yeah, and then I was pissed off to begin with, and my dad's like, why are you pissed off? You haven't been yourself lately.
You were going home stressed out that day.
Yeah, and I was like, huh, I don't know, Rich. Maybe it's because I'm 26, still live at home with my parents. He was like, oh, we're not going to talk about that right now.
Really?
Yeah, just ran downstairs. It was not a good night. I came home, and I was like...
Did you get into it with him, though? Like, you got into a little argument, or...
No, and then the next day he forced me to go to the dump with him, and then he was like, have you been applying to schools? And I was like, oh no, God. I was like, here we go. And then I was like, what are you looking at?
Badger? I can't see her.
She's loafing. She's pissed.
Oh, she's loafed, dude.
Whatever, I'll talk to her later. She's been beefing with me. I don't think she likes me again, although she did that thing... Is that true with the cat thing where you blink at him three times slow?
No, dude, slow blink, and if you go like this, like chin.
I want to tell her I love her.
Yeah, like chin up three times like that, like slowly. Not like a fucking you.
Yeah, I just did it like a orangutan, just like, ooh, like a gorilla. She doesn't like that. I don't want to. See, this is why we need the video, because you can watch me. She's not even looking at me. She's fucking snoozing. Don't cats just sleep all day anyway? It's only 11 o'clock.
They sleep for like 18 hours of every day. Yeah.
She should be like doing laps around here.
Oh, dude, she waits till I go to sleep, and then she's like, meow, meow, at the front door.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, so I went out last night, and I went.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I went to this first place. I met my friend Nora and her friend. Erica and Mike, and they're awesome people. I haven't seen them in months.
Did you know Erica before this? Or?
Yes, I've known Erica for a while. I've gone out to the bars with her a few times. First thing they were like, try this beer we got, and I was like, all right, dude. I'm like, from up here, I'm just not used to no mask in it, and I'm just start chugging beer, and they're like, wait, you're vaccinated, right? And I was like, fuck no.
What? Why'd you say no, Matt?
What am I going to say? Yes?
Yes is the only answer. The only answer to that question ever.
Do I just need to convince myself? And then they started freaking out. And I was like, whoa. I was like, hold on. Hold the phone. I was like, I do not have COVID.
That's why you say yes. Then they say, do you have a negative test?
No. They didn't get that far. I was like, hey. You have to double down, though. Because I was like, I didn't get the vaccine, but I was like, I'm not opposed to it. As soon as you say that, it turns the card.
That's hedging your bets. Doubling down and just being like,
oh, yeah, I'm not franking it.
Yeah, I have it.
Yeah, I'm not franking it.
That's not even franking it. I think that's a normal, like, if you're, they're like, we have all of our vaccines, right? And you're like, yeah, no issue. Yeah.
But then Nora told me, she was like, you know our friend Bruce? And I was like, yeah, which was a kid we knew in college.
Yeah.
She was like, he's going around telling everybody he's vaxxed. He's not vaxxed. And I was like, huh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, Bruce is the fucking man for that. Yeah. Yeah, I'm vaxxed, yeah. Oh, you want to see my vaccine card? Oh, I left it at home.
If you carry your... I want to ask... We should do that when they just walk around the street with microphones and be like,
no,
hey, can we see your vaccine card? Just in Jeff. And people will be like, oh, actually, yeah. I want to see how many people pull that thing out. I want to see how many people have that motherfucking thing on them.
If you did it this weekend, like Memorial Day weekend, all these city people are up here, you would get, I'd say, 65% of, oh, yeah, here you go.
Because I saw the Facebook post when people got it. And I was like, shut up at first. And I was like, I thought to myself, I was like, are people actually, like, carrying these around with them, like, yes, on hand?
Yes, they are.
I didn't even realize that. That's a thing.
That's what they, yeah. That's, don't get me started down the rabbit hole. Don't go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, I'm not poking you. You already have. It was just an observation that I made the other night.
It's, yeah. I would just, if someone's like, yeah, we're all vaxxed, right? I'd just be like, yeah.
Yeah.
And just continue the night, yeah. I wouldn't be, what'd you say? Actually, I'm not.
I'm not. Well, yeah, I was like, I didn't get it yet. And they were like, what? And then they were telling me which one to get. And I was like, I honestly don't care which one I get.
Oh, yeah. Then it's like, you should get the J&J. I got the Pfizer. I had 2 days of symptoms. I had the Moderna. I had, like, the first shot gave me symptoms. It's a whole, like, can you fuck off?
Her friend Erica is in the medical field, and she was telling me to get the.
Then there's one person in the medical field every time.
AstraZeneca one, because it protects against the African strain.
Oh, the African strain, dude.
Which
come on.
I didn't even know there was an African strain of COVID.
Come on, dude.
COVID's fucking up Tokyo apparently right now.
Is it?
Not Tokyo, but
no, Japan.
Japan. Yeah, it's fucking up Japan. Yeah, but the Olympics is in Tokyo.
Oh yeah, it's happening.
It's happening, and people are freaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's happening.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna be completely honest. I totally fucking forgot that the Olympics got postponed. From last year to this year. Literally, I heard it today and I was like, oh yeah, that's still a thing that's happening.
But I've heard like the argument like, oh, nobody watches the fucking Olympics. I love the Olympics. Winter or summer. I prefer winter.
I'm with you. I prefer the winter Olympics.
I prefer winter. Dude, I'll watch snowboarding, curling.
Dude, we have to have a party when the winter Olympics come, because I fuck real hard with winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics are the shit.
Curling and shit. I was watching, actually, the last time I was at the Cabin, which is a restaurant around here, they had curling on for some reason. The American team was playing. And me and my brother were sitting at the bar and we were like, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You broom that. I don't even know the right words, but
you gotta sweep the fuck out of that thing, dude.
Yeah, because it curves the rock.
It curves the rock. The grits in the ice make the rock curve as it grabs it, as it spins. Yeah,
it's fucking whack.
You wanna hear something really embarrassing? When I was probably 17, 16.
Did you curl?
No, I tried to. My dad and me were like, yeah, curling's fucking awesome. And we found the closest curling place was in like Schenectady or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So way too far away. But I found an online curling game where it was just me and, like, people from Switzerland.
No shit.
And we online curl, dude. And you got to grab that mouse and just scrub the fucking ice.
Did you win?
Yeah, I was pretty good. You got to set up blockers. It's kind of like cornhole.
Yeah.
Honestly, we got to set up blockers to the thing. Yeah.
Fucking cornhole.
Dude, I will fuck you up
in cornhole. You, bro, let's go play some cornhole.
Shut out Eddie 21-0.
Oh yeah, and I was like, that was at the fucking beer garden. Like,
I'll get the winner, and then the winner just beat you, and it was back to me and Eddie.
I showed you guys how to fucking play the game.
No, you did not show me how to play the game.
I thought I showed you guys how to play the game that night.
You had some weird rules we never heard of, I think, and we were like, oh okay.
Yeah, I was like, let's play cornhole, and you guys were like, the typical response whenever you're playing like cornhole or billiards or ping pong, it's like, well, I've played this game in fucking forever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, really? I play this game.
The rules about like who stands on which side of the thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, it was some like rule we didn't know
the
about.
Point
yeah.
system, like the. Like
the point you, system. Yeah, that's what
you,
it was.
If
yeah.
you make a three and somebody else on the other team makes a three, it doesn't count.
You're only playing defense, pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. Turn this up too much. This thing is so fucking sensitive.
Is the static gone? Do we have static?
If there is, I can get rid of it. Yeah, but and then you guys shut me out like fucking immediately.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's just because I'm not athletic. Are you still looking at me, cat?
She probably is. I feel like if Badger was a person, she'd be Kelly.
You think?
Yeah.
Deep down kind of loves me, but if I go to touch it.
Oh, yeah. No, dude. She's sitting over there going, I know I love him. But
touch
I just
him.
Can't.
You can touch him.
I can't touch him. Just touch him.
Just touch him. Just touch him.
We should talk about what that was.
Oh, yeah. Patrick.
That was Kelly saying something like, I don't want to misquote her, but she said something like, I just could never see myself touching Matt. And I was like, you could touch him.
Just touch him.
Just touch him.
Give him a little poke.
You could touch him. Go ahead. Just squeeze him. He'll be fine.
Just touch him.
Touch him.
Dude, I, yeah.
Paul loving Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle just came with a screen shaver. Paul loving Dave Chappelle is, it makes me so happy for some reason.
Yeah, because Dave Chappelle, I mean, it's pretty hard to not like Dave Chappelle. He's fucking hilarious.
I know.
He's like the goat of comedy.
He is, yeah. But Paul, as an old white man boomer, hearing Dave Chappelle break like that barrier between like old white boomers are like, I love whatever.
Yeah.
It's just so satisfying to me through comedy. He just makes Paul laugh.
It's very interesting to listen in the car. We've been driving up with our boss to work for the past.
Yeah, explain that. Yeah,
yeah, we've been driving up to work. An hour plus trip to work for
I'd
the past.
An hour 15, yeah.
Almost probably 2 weeks now, I want to say. Not regularly, but pretty much almost every day.
I'd say three out of 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Average, yeah.
And some days it's brutal. Like, I was falling asleep the other day on the way to work.
Oh, I know. I would talk to you, and I'd be like, oh, shit, he's sleeping.
you kept turning your phone to me. You'd be like, hey, look at this. And I'd be like, yeah, huh? And I'd, like, look at
yeah,
it and be like,
that, yeah.
And then you'd give it back to me. But, yeah, we put on Dave Chappelle, and he was dropping N-bombs and stuff. And we were like, ah, and our boss was, like, loving it. He was dying.
He loves it, dude. Even when he makes fun of, like, white people or whatever, Paul's just like, this guy's fucking amazing.
And we didn't know Paul's humor too well either because...
I never know Paul's humor. Because it's so... It's a crapshoot.
We put on just the radio comedy the one day, and they were like... Some old comedian came on and was like, hey, nothing better than going home and beating your wife, hey, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Paul
some
was like,
old, yeah.
We were like, what?
Yeah, and then I'll just say funny shit in front of Paul, like, regularly, and he'll just be like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh, fuck. I missed. Oh,
damn
fuck.
It.
Maybe, Paul, like me.
Maybe he just wants us to get back to work. That's probably what it is.
Probably, yeah. Or he just doesn't think it's funny. I don't think he gets the level of humor.
I don't know.
But Dave Chappelle broke through all that.
Yeah. That was,
he had him fucking dying.
Yeah,
oh,
that was
this
good.
This guy's great. And we went to a bar with Paul on Friday.
Yeah, we went to a bar with our boss for the first time ever.
Ever in years, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we thought a few years ago, we were like, maybe one day he'll buy us lunch.
Maybe one day we'll have a... Imagine drinking a beer with Paul after a job.
Yeah, now...
And he was like, you guys want to... I'll buy you lunch. Want to go to... where you want to go? That bar? And we were like, yeah, we'll go to the bar.
We'll go.
We already went there, of course. And then when they asked us what we wanted to drink, Paul was like... He was the first one to order, right? Yeah, he was. And he was like, you guys can have a beer. And you were like, oh, a beer? And I was like, yeah, me too. And then Paul was like, I'll have one of those, too.
I'll get one of those.
And I was like, it was a Goose Island IPA.
Yeah.
My first thought was like, Paul, you're not going to like that.
No, he likes those kind
he
of
did.
Beers. I talked with him about beer every once in a while.
Really?
He's not like Frank.
IPAs. No.
Frank's like diehard.
Frank would be like, Goose Island, get that shit out of here.
Yeah. I could drink 40 of those, which he probably could,
he
which
could.
Is very alarming.
He could.
Then his gout would come back.
Yeah. Oh, dude, his gout's going to be back tomorrow.
The return of Frank with gout is a miserable existence.
He just starts fucking hobbling around.
He just hobbles around and just yells at us all day. We're probably not going to be with him, though. They're going to be somewhere else.
No, you're right.
Although Frank, after this weekend, is going to be wild.
He was like, I haven't had gout in months. I'm eating seafood and drinking beer. For 3 days.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. I have so much shit going on for the next, like, 3 weeks. We got to, oh.
What?
I have the sweatshirt.
What?
I have to mail it to Jen, our loyal listener.
Oh, you're going to finally mail her a sweatshirt?
She hit me up the other day.
Oh, my God, she hit you up?
I forgot to talk about this. I was saving this for this.
Oh,
she messaged, she texted me for something completely unrelated. And I was like, oh, wait, shit, I still have your sweatshirt. And she was like, yeah, whatever, I can just swing by and get it. And then I totally forgot to do it this weekend because I went out to the bars.
Oh, my God. She messaged you and specifically said, hey, I'll come pick it up. And you were like, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, I forgot.
So now what are you going to do?
It was for something else. She originally messaged me for something else. Jen and I go way back. We were in high school together. We had a class one time for our English teacher who had a kid.
Okay.
That was turning 1 year old. Her kid turned one.
Nothing wrong with that.
And we were reading, I think it was Hamlet. We had to make all these props for her kid's birthday. And she was just like, yeah, do all. And her kid's name was Danny. And everything just
said, was a girl?
Yeah. Okay. Danny. And the whole thing was just Danny is one.
Oh.
Danny is one. Everything we wrote had to say that. And we made the joke about it. Oh,
that should be illegal.
We made the joke about it. We were like, Danny is two. And every single year on this girl's birthday, I swear to God, like clockwork, Jen Ling will text me. She'll be like, Danny is nine. And it was her ninth. It was her ninth birthday. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm old as fuck.
Oh, dude. Somebody's going to be like, Danny is 27. And you'll be like, oh, fuck, I'm old.
Danny is in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
Danny is engaged. And I'm going to be like, I'm not even engaged.
Oh, fuck. That's crazy.
Oh, that's the other thing. All my friends were talking about, like, everybody I know that I went to school is, like, engaged or married.
I know, Matt. I know what you were going to say before you said it. Yep.
It sucks.
It does suck. Yeah.
My friends were like, yeah, we're not going to concerts this summer. We have too many weddings. And I was like, wait, that doesn't make sense. And they were like, well, you got to give gifts, like wedding gifts, like money. And I was like, Francis, believe it or not, talked to me about this. He was like, yeah, dude, last summer was a doozy. He was like, every other weekend, it was like $500 down.
No, dude.
Which, I mean,
what's your standard wedding gift? If you're going to one of your boys, say I was getting married tomorrow.
What is there a registry or something?
Not necessarily. I would say it's just a, you know, leave an envelope type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
At a decent venue. Say it's a $7,000 venue around here. Like
I'd throw you some cash.
How much?
See, this is the thing. I think it depends person to person. For you?
It does. It does. Don't think of me. Don't think of me.
Oh, man. I don't know.
It's just one of your boys getting married. What are you throwing at the
thing? You gotta throw some dough at the boys, though.
I guess.
Because you know you're just going to go out. All you do after you get married, if one of your boys gets married, the next thing you're doing is it's honeymoon, and you're just going to an island, or you're going somewhere. You're going to have enough money. You can basically do whatever you want on your honeymoon.
If you're the person getting married, you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're basically just picking and choosing
where you want to go. But even an island vacation, what's that, $6,000? It's not that much money. You only need $500 from every person.
Yeah, obviously.
I would give you maybe $200.
I'd probably say the same.
Okay.
I was going to originally say like $300.
Yeah, I'd say $200, $250. The $500, that's too much, I think.
I could be totally misquoting him too, but that's what people do. The people give
money. Oh, I know. I just think you're overcompensating, but you're just overdoing it.
Yeah.
You're giving $500. What are you going to give him, $5,000 next? What?
Yeah.
Where's the line? Yeah.
You know, if they have kids, I'm not giving them shit.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. What the fuck?
That's so funny. That's such a funny dichotomy.
Oh, dude, I just watched fucking Natasha get married yesterday. It was wild.
You watched it? You didn't watch it. Please tell me you didn't watch it.
I watched clips of it.
Oh, no. This is going to be a rough week.
I did. No, it's going to be fine. It was very, 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 like, trashy. It was at the White Sulphur Fireman's Field, if you know what that means. Do you know
where
that is?
I think I know where that is.
It's in White Sulphur.
Well, obviously.
Across from that, like, little general store they have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Straight across, yeah. It's a rental space. I've DJed there. It was bad, dude. Katie's brother gave, like, a speech at one point and ended. It was like, thank you, Natasha, for bringing this beautiful woman, Natasha, and Cam and Steven into our family. And now they're part of our family. Yee, yee!
He did it?
Oh, no. Yeah, dude. He had a hard yee-yee.
Oh.
Had extra E's on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Double E's on the end of those yees.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And Natasha, like, had Converse on. Like, it was just a trash wedding. It was the trashiest wedding I've ever seen. I've DJed a bunch of weddings.
Oh.
It was very disappointingly trashy. The total cost for the wedding was probably $1,200.
Oh. hey, man, to each his own.
Love is love, dude. Come on.
But at the same time, like, come on.
Come on. If you're going to fucking
you gotta ball do that, out.
Just ball out and make me go, wow, you did pretty good.
As much as I hate weddings, I really don't actually hate weddings. I actually kind of enjoy weddings.
I love weddings.
As much as they kind of suck, I feel like if you have one, you kind of gotta ball out a little bit.
You have to ball out.
I feel like there's a fine line though between like balling out and just being complete bougie.
Oh, dude, no! In this world that we're in, like if you're talking like this area, then no. But the whole world, the whole
Oh yeah.
There's a big line, big line. And the line's probably like between like 15,000 and like 30. There's like a line where if you go over that, you're fucking being, you're being extra.
You're blasting off.
You're being extra. Yeah. I'd say if I was going to get married, I would want to spend probably like no more than, if I was going to go fancy, which I would not want to do, but girls like to do like a fancy a barn wedding or a fucking, they want to rent a venue for $8,000. Like, if you go over, like, $20,000 for a wedding, that's also garbage.
Really?
That's just as garbage. Yeah, up here.
I guess so.
Where you're from, it's not the same. I agree with that.
Yeah, because down by me, you can blow $100,000 on a wedding, and it'll be fucking baller.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to them.
Because every vendor, every DJ, wedding planner, caterer is multiplying times 5 down there.
Oh yeah, from up easily.
Here. Yeah,
easily.
So 20 to 100 doesn't. Yeah, that seems right. That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah.
Weddings are cool.
Weddings are awesome.
Like I said, I don't hate them. I don't love them particularly.
I kind of love them, dude.
I have a wedding to go to this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been going to a lot of weddings lately.
It's the time. My friend. I was talking to my friends the other night, and they were kind of hitting the nail on the head. They were like, "Yeah, we have a million weddings to go to," and I was like, "Yeah, I have one this weekend coming up, but after that, I'm like pretty much good for the rest of the summer."
Huh.
Which is kind of nice because they always fall on Saturdays.
That just means you didn't get invited to a lot of weddings.
I guess.
I think.
I'd rather that. Hey, the less time I'm at weddings means more time out on the water.
The fish work church fish home.
Yeah. Fish train guitar.
Fish what? Yeah, fish train guitar.
Yeah. Johnny's going to like that. Yeah, but after the first bar and I saw all them, they were like falling asleep after a while. I had 2 beers. I also pre-gamed a little bit. I had like 3 drinks.
Oh, did you?
At Jack's. Yeah. So I got there and I was like,
"Oh yeah, right. So what happened? Yeah, we never finished your story. Yeah, so you got there and they were kind of over it after like a couple drinks.
I think I had 2 drinks. They had a couple drinks. They had already been there for a little while. They were like, "Yeah, we're gonna go. We're tired, whatever." I was like, "Fine." I immediately texted my friend Jack. I was like, "Where are you at?" I was like, "I'm not fucked up, but I'm."
If that Jack would have had an IE on the end of it, your whole night would have been changed.
There's people everywhere. The town is popping.
Yeah.
And Jack was like, "We're going to this other bar," which I had been to. I knew where it was. It was right around the corner. I was like, "All right." I drove over there. Maybe
you're driving all night.
Yeah, I was driving all night.
What are you driving, dude?
I get to this other bar, and I've not been in here in probably a year.
Okay.
It is packed, packed to the gills.
This is where the Snapchat you sent me started.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
There's this bar. It's called Bond Street.
That bar is packed. Yep.
There's a small bar that has a walkway through an alley to a slightly larger bar.
Okay.
That has a downstairs below it to a basement bar.
I love it's like Porta. Yes. I love places like that. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
It's kind of cool. I got in there and I was like, "This is cool." No, it's all like it's kids. Most of the kids were like younger than me. It was like college age kids.
Oh, you're feeling old?
Yeah. Not super old. Because
just
there's
a little old.
There's a mix.
A little bit old.
Asbury is a weird mix because you do get a lot of older people in the crowd,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But not like super old. I'm talking like 30s. It's like kind of that crowd. It's like you get college kids, but then you also get people our age.
Okay.
It's an interesting mix. It's a fun mix, though. The basement, I go down there.
Oh, you shouldn't
have gone
down there,
dude. I start having flashbacks because I'm looking for my friends. And I can't find them anywhere. I thought they were there. I'm searching the bar for them. It's packed. Masks are off. Everybody's just letting loose. It was great.
Yeah.
I go into the basement, and it is just a sweaty pit.
Fuck yeah, oh, dude.
Me, there's a DJ down there. I'm having
Come on, dude.
It was over. I was like, here we fucking go. I'm down in the basement. And the part of Matt that hasn't been switched on in a while.
Yes. Is
definitely starting. The cobwebs were blown off. And it was turned on a little bit. As the electrician said, yeah, it still twitches.
It still twitches a little bit, yeah.
Which is funny now. Speaking of work, Oneonta was great the first, like, 2 days, and now it sucks. My highlight of the day was when that one funny electrician comes.
He came back.
Yeah.
With his grandchild.
he took his grandkid to work. Oh, he's fucking hilarious, though, that guy.
He is so funny.
But anyways, I'm in this basement, and I'm like, I'm going to get COVID.
That's what you thought?
And then immediately I was like, fuck COVID. I'm going to get hepatitis down here. I'm not
fuck all that.
About
you're going to get laid down there, man.
That was the other thing. I was like,
that's a third. That's the most important thing.
There are people making out and shit. And I was like,
oh, dude.
I was like, do I try and. And I was like, I'm too rusty. I'm too out of the game.
I'm so bad in those situations. I just hope a girl comes up to me.
Yeah, that's
come on, come up to me. I'm standing.
You
gotta
make the first move though. And the problem was, this is shitty. But I was like 2 beers away from that. And I even when I was down there,
you're 2 beers away from what? From
just
making the first move.
From partying. Yeah,
just, I'm gonna fucking make out with you now.
Yeah,
let's
just going up to a girl and be like, yo, what's up? Let's dance. Yeah. But I couldn't do that yet. I wasn't there.
Did you just gain a Philly accent when you said that? Yo, what's up? Let's dance.
Fuck.
Fuck, dude.
It's from hanging out with all my degen friends back in fucking school.
Fuck, I don't want to go with him.
But yeah.
So you're in the basement.
And then I was still I eventually left because I didn't find my friend Jack was there with a bunch of his buddies. And I was just searching for them, couldn't find them.
Yeah.
Left that bar. Searched around for a little bit. It's basically a fucking tropical storm outside. Nor'easter tropical storm.
So now you're
storm.
By yourself? You lost all them? You were like, "Oh, fuck."
Yeah, because my other friends left already and they were fucked up. Jack's texting me basically gibberish.
So now you're by yourself in Asbury Park.
Yeah. A few beers deep.
Walking around.
I was hungry, and it came to the point where I had to make the decision. Where I was
did you
like,
go to like fucking Wawa or something now?
I did. I
oh,
did
no.
Wawa. I had to. It's
I know,
tradition.
I guess. Yeah, I know.
I don't have that up here. When you get drunk, after a certain amount of beers, you just have to go to Wawa.
What'd you get?
I don't remember. Hold on. I think I got.
Did you go touchscreen or just
touchscreen? Always.
Oh, touchscreen.
I got a chicken cheese steak.
Okay, all right.
With hot peppers.
You got
and
a solid
I got
meal.
Fries with cheese Ooh, sauce too. All and right. I dumped the cheese sauce on the cheese steak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was
solid
a fucking
move.
Power move.
Solid
I inhaled
move.
It, but I got this one. I think I might have already said this, but I got this one beer, 2 beers. Well, I was at the one ale house, and I immediately, as soon as my lips touched the first one, I was like, oh, dude, this one's going to make me fart all day tomorrow.
The unicorn.
Yeah, just takes one.
Unicorn farts.
Yeah, that's what it was, unicorn farts. And they told me to get it when I got there. They're like, get the unicorn girl one. We want to try it. I was like, and then I saw that it was a pale ale, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'll get that. It's going to be like 5%.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the sweetest, sugariest beer I've ever had.
Oh, God. That's why it's called Unicorn whatever. Yeah.
They should call it, honestly, fuck the name Unicorn Girl. They should just call it Unicorn Farts.
Just call it Girl.
Imagine brewing beer and just
girl
calling it Girl
IPA.
Girl IPA.
Girl IPA. Hey, if you're a girl, you're like, oh, you like an IPA? Here you go.
Make a knockoff version that Frank brews called Hun. Sup, Hun?
What's up, Hun? You want a Hun IPA? Hun IPA?
Hun IPA. Oh, fuck. What are we running out here?
How long are we? Yeah, we gotta be closed.
It's about 40 minutes.
40 minutes?
Dude, I am... My parents are stressing out because they sold the house.
Yes. Yeah, and you kind of bailed on that storyline before. We were going down a storyline where you came home Friday. You were very stressed out about what your dad was going to say. And then Alex was fishing. He was too tired to go fishing with you. And then what transpired there? You ended up fighting with your dad or something?
A little bit. I just got pissed off.
Yeah.
And they got hammered. Alex got so Alex was so fucked up at dinner. I watched him. My dad made.
It's so funny that you guys still have dinners when it's just you, him, and your dad.
Yeah, I'm not.
Let's sit down for dinner.
I eventually was just going to come here because I wanted a podcast.
Yeah, we were supposed to. Yeah.
And then they just kept pissing me off more and more. He made asparagus with hollandaise sauce. We ate all the asparagus, and Alex was just dipping slices of bread into the hollandaise.
Oh, no.
And just eating it.
Alex, it's so much. It's just fat and carbs.
Me and my dad were just like, Alex. What the fuck, man?
He's like, what? It's good.
He was like, I'm gonna eat it. What do you want me to throw it out? And we were like, you're dipping bread in the hollandaise sauce. You're dipping bread into hollandaise sauce, Alex.
Oh.
It was just a lot. It was a lot.
That is a lot.
And then he started like running around the house because he was drinking rum. Alex, I swear to God. He's the one person I've met in my life. Certain liquors make him do certain things.
I've never seen him get like hyperactive drunk.
Vodka and whiskey, he's pretty just like normal drunk. Like when he's on beer.
Okay.
Beers have honestly at this point
no effect on Alex.
Very minimal effect.
I've noticed that. What about like tequila?
Tequila and rum.
Yeah.
He turns into an absolute clown. Just complete idiot.
I think I've seen him tequila drunk. Yeah.
He'll just like hobble.
Hold my hand. That was tequila.
Yeah, he just hobbles around and just like yells. Like
yell talks at
everything. And it's like, oh, fuck, and go to bed. And he was doing something. What was he doing? I kept just trying to hide from him. And then he eventually gets very hitty. He gets very hitty.
That's so funny.
I was trying to hide. And then we went to the attic, and I was like, Alex, you're being kind of an asshole right now. You need to smoke weed. And he was like, oh, and I was like, so then we just went up in the attic and smoked, and I got obscenely baked.
Okay.
Like, I had to because I was just so stressed out, and everybody.
Did he smoke with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were just listening to music. That part of the night was good. Went to bed. The next morning, I was like, I'm waking up and leaving. I'm not going to work. It's supposed to be shitty. I'm not going to fish, whatever. And then Rich was like, we got to organize the barn.
Oh, no, dude. Organize the barn?
Nothing in
that. Isn't that barn like basically caving in on itself eventually?
Yeah. Just whatever. So I had to do that in the morning. And then he was like, we got to make a dump run.
Oh, no.
So that's all the way to Downsville.
Yeah.
I wanted to leave. Downsville from my house is like almost 40 minutes.
Yeah, it's not close.
20-ish minutes, actually. It's about 20 minutes. But on the way there, we took like the way through Roscoe. And this time of year around here, you go fucking anywhere. And I'm literally talking, you go anywhere. Almost any day of the week, you're going to find a farm stand selling some sort of flowers.
Is this a farm stand guy? Is Rich a farm stand guy?
Do you think they have honey?
Oh, you no.
Think they have wild honey? I was like, I don't give a fuck what they have. I was like, I need to go home and leave. And then he starts asking me questions. And I was trapped with... And Alex tipped me. He was like, I've done a dump run the past 5 times. You're going with him.
Oh, like, no.
Fuck. The highlight of my morning was we got rid of one of those glass tables that were in my backyard.
Okay.
And the guy at the dump was like, yeah, when you throw that in, you got to make sure that the glass breaks. And I just
fucking smashed it. I fucking
suplexed that shit.
Oh, hell yeah.
I just straight up and was like,
okay.
Right into the bin and went, boom!
Nice.
And just exploded.
Nice.
And I was like, nice.
Nice.
And then we left. Yeah.
That's satisfying. Yeah.
It was the most satisfying thing of the entire morning.
Oh, definitely.
Morning. Yeah, but then my dad was like, I think you're mad at me. I was like, really? Really? You think?
Why would he think that?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, I'm trying to get the fuck out. I'm trying to move out. I'm still in the apartment.
It sounds like you're close. God. Youngsville, no.
No. It's been,
nothing.
It's been tough. A lot of,
did you call him again?
I think a lot of landlords don't want to rent right now because they're very sus about the whole, thing with tenants coming in.
That shouldn't be true.
It should maybe, be the maybe not. I don't know.
I think it's the opposite. They can't get people out of their apartments that are not paid rent.
That is also true.
I don't think they should be like suspicious of people trying to rent right now with legitimate money and stuff behind them.
It's just crazy that renters...
That guy sucks. He hasn't answered you yet?
Yeah, no, he hasn't answered me yet.
He sucks.
He does suck.
He sucks.
I don't want to have a shitty landlord.
It's almost a red flag is you shouldn't rent there.
Yeah. Should I start bullying him? I will bully people online.
You can bully him now. You have no... Yeah.
I have no ties. Yeah. That's a weird angle to go from now. I'm at the point in my life where if someone bothers me that I try to be cordial with, I will literally start, not like harassing, but I will bully you. I will be like, hey, can you please answer me? Like yeah. I did that to this girl on Tinder a while ago. Or no,
oh,
it was on Bumble.
No.
It was on, I didn't bully her. I didn't bully her, but on Bumble, I was just straight up a, she kept like back and forth talking with me, and then we had a good conversation, and then it just like stopped.
And she just never answered like, again?
I was like, hey, I thought we were going to like hang out, but I guess not.
Oh, no.
But she was like, yeah, I was going to say something, but honestly, you're just not my type. Touche. Like, touche.
That's wow. Wow.
Yeah, I haven't been
you on opened yourself up for that one, too.
I took a shot, and it completely backfired. But yeah, I haven't been on Bumble or Tinder often. Jack, I was my friend Jack that I hung out with the other night. Last time I hung out with him about a month ago, and we were both like hard on Tinder. We were talking about it. He had a Tinder date the other day, and they went to the beach. Him and this chick,
yeah,
and like a few of his friends, and she tried to keep up with them. They were drinking, and she just went downhill. He was like, it was bad. She like slept in my bathroom. I was like, oh
been there.
He was like, yeah, I don't think I want to go on Tinder for a while. I was like,
no, dude.
I don't blame you.
Also, a beach date as a Tinder date sounds like the worst date ever. Like,
what do you mean?
You got to take your shirt off.
No, not true.
No?
That's a thing in New Jersey. You just get a chick and you go to the beach at night and just drink on the beach.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, at night. At night. Yeah. It's very different. Yeah.
You take a chick. I've tried to do it with chicks. I tried to do it a few years ago with a girl. You just buy a bottle of champagne. It's like,
and I just go to the beach and drink. I'll fucking do it at night. I'll get naked at night.
It sucks, though, because girls are so sketch with everything now.
Well, they have to be.
Yeah, I know. But at the same time, like,
people attack them.
It's so hard to do anything fun with people and just have them not think you're going to immediately kill them and throw them in the ocean.
Yeah.
Or throw them in the woods or run them over with your car or tie them up in like your closet. I blame Netflix.
Oh, dude, those crime, not even Netflix, like ID Network and like all those crime shows. Yeah, those crime fucking.
Girls fucking love them.
We're not all going to kill you.
They love them.
We're not all going to kill you. They do love them. They love him so much.
Like the Ted Bundy shit. It's like, oh, you'll watch a guy that just ruthlessly murdered.
Dude,
women.
I'll watch him too. I'm not going to lie.
I don't hate him, but I don't like, after a while, I'm just like, God, this is annoying. He's a psychopath. Yeah. You can't see that. He's obviously insane.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, he's so genuine. It's like, what? He killed people.
Then it's like the Son of Sam moment where he's like, oh, he just walked up to cars people were making out and just shot them through the window. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I shoot my shot with a girl. I'm like, hey, I got a bottle of champagne from a friend. You want to go drink on the beach?
Are you the Son of Sam?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah. And they're like, I don't know. I don't think I can tonight. And it's like, come on, we can just go down there. It's not going to be anything. I'll bring a towel. I'll bring my guitar. And then,
dude, don't ever say that. It makes you sound like
sometimes.
Sometimes that helps.
Sometimes that helps, but it usually doesn't. It usually doesn't. I actually made that up. It usually doesn't. I think I've only said that like once or twice because usually in my head that sounds right, and then I go to type it out, and I'm like, don't do this to yourself.
You should never say that. You should only make
just
the date.
It.
Bring
you,
it.
You just gotta
make
have
the
it.
Date, bring it or lead with that, like. You want me to play you songs by the beach or something? Whatever it is. Like, lead with the song thing. Don't ever make that your selling point.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'll bring a guitar.
That's gay. Yeah.
I'll bring my guitar.
That's like the frat boy at the party. It's like, I play a little bit.
Dude, have you ever had a scenario where you fucking dominated a frat boy at a party like that? Where they've been like, I'll fucking play guitar. And then you're just like, hey, let me see that for a second.
One time, what I can remember, I was in a dorm. It was my sophomore year of college.
Okay.
And I went to go visit one of my friends that I knew my freshman year. And she played guitar. Like, I would change her guitar strings and stuff my freshman year because she was okay, actually. She used to always play. She had a thing for me for a little while. It was this girl, Daniela. And then my sophomore year, I moved out of my dorm, and I got a house with my friends, but she still lived in a different dorm, and I forget why, but I went to see her with a few of my other friends, and I get to her dorm, and like the common area, there's just like a bunch of people playing guitars and stuff, and I just walked in, and she was out there, and she was like, oh my god, Matt's here, blah, blah, blah.
And you were like, I'm hard?
Yeah, I was like, I have a boner. I didn't, but at the time, not yet at least. And then some guy, God bless his soul.
Oh, this fucking idiot.
They were like playing some stuff, and I was just sitting there, and they were like, yo, what's up? Where do you go to school?
I'm pulling out to Philly. That's pretty good. Yeah, they were go ahead, keep going.
They were like, what's your major? And I was like, I'm music ed. And they were like, oh, sweet. And then they were like, do you know how to play guitar? And I was like, me being a douche. I was like, yeah, a little bit. And I just picked up and
slow play it, dude.
I just started playing, and they're like, all right. And they just got up and left. They just fucking straight up got up and left. The one kid went into the elevator, and the other kid just walked back to his dorm. And I just sat there with Danielle for like an hour after that, and we were just hanging out, and then I left.
Oh, it was that's like, where you fucked up. You should have. She wanted to suck your dick
after
that.
I was like, did I out alpha people being a beta? Dude.
You dominated. You power bottomed them. And you power bottomed them.
I left, and I forget where I left. I think I went to hang out with a different chick. Matt sophomore year in college was a completely different Matt than we know now. I was wild.
I want to meet that Matt. He's coming back. He's coming back.
Summer might – there might be an appearance.
No. Oneonta started it, and then last weekend, you're like, oh, wow, the world's back. Matt might come back. Club Matt.
Club Matt. Like, bar Club Matt. Club Matt is dangerous. See, there's no clubs around here. When I was at that club the other night, I was like, fuck, I wish Patrick was here because we would be having a really good time.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Especially – the other thing is the best part about Asbury.
What?
You get like 12 beers deep.
Yeah.
It's fine. He's calling Uber.
Uber I takes love you Uber. Uber. There's no Uber here.
I saw some cops almost get arrest a guy.
Oh, yeah. What was that? That's what my next question was. Yeah.
There were two dudes outside. What was that? There were two dudes outside the bar. I thought they were going to go to blows. I pulled my phone out. I was ready to record. People were getting nervous. A lot of people were running away. And
white people, dude. Come on.
The cops pulled up. Oh,
they're
going
to punch each other in the face. I'm going to run.
Yeah, the cops pulled up, and this guy just starts going off on these cops. He was like, you guys are a bunch of fucking pussies. What the fuck? He was clearly drunk. This guy had to be hammered. And I didn't even know why he was fighting his friend. But then I thought they were friends, but then they were fighting, and then they were friends again. It was a fucked up situation. But they were just like running around the street calling these cops pussies.
Yeah.
And the cops were like, whatever.
That's how they. That's exactly what they should do.
Yeah, they were like, whatever.
All right, dude. Yeah.
They were like, just don't. They were like, calm down. Because he was like screaming at him. They were like, calm down,
dude. I think that when I'm watching,
calm down. We're gonna arrest you. Yeah. Calm down.
Calm down.
He kind of did, and then he started calling, and I kind of felt bad for the cops, even though deep down I know I kind of shouldn't. But at the same time, I was like,
no, you should.
Dealing with Trump.
They're just fucking dudes, dude. They're like me and you, like. What if we were cop partners right now? And they were like, there's drunken disorderly down the road. Yeah. We'd roll up and some guy's like, you guys are fucking pussies. We'd be like, all right, man. Yeah. Can you fucking relax for a second?
Just dealing with drunk people in general just sucks. Yeah. Drunk people just suck. Especially when they're just annoying. And it's like, I remember one of my favorite bars in college. There was that problem for a while. All the bars in Pennsylvania, well, not anymore. Now they're open till 4 because of COVID.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, what the fuck?
Let's go.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Anyway. When I was in college, bars closed at 2, but there was a club that I went to by my house, and since it was a club and it was you had like have a membership, it was open till 3.
Ooh,
but you could
fancy.
You could get guests in, which means you could go to the door with your membership card and be like, those are my 3 guests. You could bring up to 3 guests before 2 a.m. So the move was you would go out to the bars, get fucked up, get to this bar Sprout by like a... like 150, 155,
okay,
with as many people as you could get, usually women, and you'd be like, all them are with me, here's my ID, and if you could pull that off, that right there was just a money move.
Ooh.
And then you get into the bar, and it was open for a whole nother hour, and they had pretty good cocktails, pretty good drinks, and they always had live music, so it was like the best way to end off the night, and if you hit it right, and the owner wasn't there, they would play till 3 a.m.
Really?
The band, which was totally against the sound, the like neighborhood noise ordinance or whatever. Yeah. And even better, my ex-girlfriend and all of her friends lived in a house across the street. And when I was still dating my girlfriend, they always told me, they were like, dude, if you're ever at Sprout and need to piss, just go piss in our yard, because they had a backyard. So I would just leave the bar and piss in their yard. And it was awesome because you could just go back and forth all night. But for a while, people would just go in at like 2:30, these huge like frat guys, and would just start like mouthing off to the bartenders and be like, yo, I'll go fuck you and fuck it. I'll fuck you up outside, bro. Like, don't you fuck with me. And they would just start going. And
dude, your Philly accent is getting way better. You're nailing it tonight. You're fucking nailing it tonight, dude.
If I channel... See, a lot of my friends in college talked like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they still... Even the other day, I was on the phone with my friends, and I don't even realize it from being up here. And I really don't have an accent.
No, you really don't.
I have a New York accent.
But you can hit that fucking Philly accent so well.
Because
it's like subtle.
They fucking would just go off on the bartenders, and it would be bad. Like, they'd be like, I'm not fucking paying. Like, they would.
I would fight them outside if I was the bartender.
The bartenders would be like, dude, I'll fucking meet you out front right now, motherfucker. I will fuck you up outside right now.
That's exactly what I would do.
And then these guys would start, like, flipping tables and shit. And then the
all right, come outside.
The main head bartender would be like, all right, that's it. Everybody out. And would just, just close the bar right there. Yeah. And it would just be like, fuck. And it would be like 2:15.
It would
be like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And you just like pound your drink. And the other cool thing was I lived right around the corner. But there were some days I'd be there. There'd be like 5 fights in a night because everybody was just plaster drunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just fight after fight after fight. And there was a smoking section outside. That was a horrible place to be, especially if you got a full drink. Never go in the smoking section.
Someone's gonna
punch someone. They're just gonna fly into you
and spill your drink. Yeah,
booze all over the place. Yep, my friend absolutely. Jimmy got a drink dumped on him once by a chick.
Really?
Yeah. There was a band there, and they were like, "Somebody call out a cover, and we'll play it." And he was like, "Play Tom Petty." And this bitch was like, "Tom Petty sucks." And my friend Jimmy was like, "You fucking suck." And she just dumped her whole drink on him.
Oh,
he had a beer. He just went over her head like this and turned it upside down.
Hell yeah, Jimmy. Hell yeah, dude.
He was like, fuck you, bitch. Oh, it was so funny. I missed that bar. It closed. COVID killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
COVID killed a lot of bars, dude.
COVID killed it.
A lot of bars.
They had to close. Yeah, it was a sad day. I think I still have my ID.
Hold on.
Yeah, dude. It was my go-to bar in college. Maybe I trashed it. I might have burnt it and cried a little bit.
If only you had a Ridge wallet. Ridge Wallet. This episode brought to you by Ridge Wallet.
Oh, fuck off.
I wish.
Yeah, you wish is right. I do. You plug the shit out of their ass.
I have Ridge Wallet.
No, I don't have that. I do have my Eagle Scout card, though. I hope they don't hear this or else I'm getting canceled.
I wish there was cameras on this podcast. There will be soon.
Matthew James. 3/13/12. I was 16 years old.
3/13/12.
And I got my PBA card.
Wow.
And my shitty license that apparently doesn't work in some bars in New York State.
That one bar, yeah.
We're running at like 58.
Are we?
Yeah. Do you have anything you want to say? Plugs or anything?
Not now, no.
So first of all,
we
do have a YouTube. If for any new listeners, we do have a YouTube channel. We're going to start putting episodes on the YouTube channel.
I'm going to put this one up as audio.
A lot of them are going to be audio only for now. We are working on video, though. We have the setup.
Oh, yeah. Video's coming.
It's coming. Probably the next episode will be video and audio. Follow us on YouTube.
Yeah.
Simpin' Ain't Easy podcast. Like, follow, subscribe, hit the bell icon so you get whenever new stuff comes up, you get the notification. But we're going to start putting stuff on there. If you like watching podcasts, probably, hopefully, this summer, if I get my own place, I'm going to make a studio. So we will have a permanent spot where we can just sit down and podcast.
That will be very nice.
Which will be so fucking nice. Oh, my God. But like I said, if you're new, if you don't want to find us on YouTube or if you listen on other platforms, Spotify, we're on pretty much everything else. We do have a Patreon. We just put actually, we didn't put that episode up. The last episode, the Johnny episode, which, by the way, folks, we didn't talk about that at all. Holy shit, that was fucking wild.
That was a wild episode.
That was the most wild.
Yes.
For new listeners, first of all, go back and listen to that episode. But also,
yes,
Johnny episodes are like everything I had that night. I had so much. You just got to throw it out the window because Johnny's just...
He's a killer, unintentionally a killer. And if you want to hear other Johnny episodes, go back, go on our Patreon. The $1 tier has all of our old episodes where Johnny's on the first, like, I don't know, two out of the first five.
Yeah.
He's on, yeah.
He's just an absolute sniper.
Yeah, he's a sniper.
Sniper. Says the funniest shit, and he talks like three times an episode, but every single thing he says is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. And Simp and Ain't Easy Pod on Instagram.
Yeah, at Simp and Ain't Easy, at Simp and Ain't Easy Pod on Instagram. We have a bunch of sound clip drops on there. So if you're unsure of an episode to listen to, we put all the sound clips for episodes that come out. So if you want to listen, find an episode if you're bored, looking through our stuff. Yeah, there's tons of material out there now.
Yeah.
We have so much shit. And then the biggest thing is the 90 Day Fiancé video, which is still blowing up. We have about 3,000 views.
Pop up. Yeah. Yeah.
So that's been great.
I'll interview more people. I don't care.
If you
guys want us to interview more, I'll interview more people.
Yeah, if you drop names, literally anybody, it could be a fucking...
Tell us who you want.
A NASCAR driver. It could be completely random. It could be reality TV. I will interview...
I'll interview fucking Snooki right now.
Yeah, Kamala Harris. She got
I'll
shit.
I'll interview Joe Biden.
Did you see that? She got some shit.
Oh, dude, yeah. Enjoy your long weekend.
Yeah, your three-day weekend.
Oh, a long weekend?
Don't you dare pull the... Are you going to pull the...
A long weekend?
The memorial card.
I don't know. Why is it long?
Veteran.
Why is it long? Ass
Air Force fucking...
Why is it long?
Whatever you did.
Because hundreds of thousands of Americans have lost their lives in order to give us this long weekend. Fuck off.
I loaded planes for this country, bitch.
I've loaded many C-17s and KC-10s. And I've blacked out in many hotel rooms over the weekends, on drill weekends. And you get the point. You know, Memorial Day.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for doing that for me.
You're welcome. It's not, that's not, Veterans Day is about that. Memorial Day is about the dead people that died for this country. Fuck off, all of you.